Hello, very good morning, friends, and welcome to another fantastic Friday here on Let's Talk on Radio Pulpit with me, Rocky Stevenson, pastor of Benoni Bible Church. If you ever want to send me an email, you're welcome to do so at pastor@benonibiblechurch.co.za. It's always a joy to hear from our listeners. Today, we continue our journey through practical Christian living by turning to one of the scripture's most foundational themes, and that is something that the Bible repeatedly calls the beginning of wisdom, the treasure of God's people, and the heart of a life that pleases Him. I'm speaking about, and you guessed it right, the fear of the Lord, the fear of Yahweh. Now, for many Christians, the phrase can actually bring about something that feels confusing to them, or even maybe it's a bit unsettling, the idea of fearing God or fearing Yahweh. We hear the word fear, and then we think of dread, we think of terror, we think of running away from danger. But when the Bible speaks about the fear of Yahweh, it is describing something that is much deeper, richer, and life-giving. It is not the fear that pushes us away from God, but it is the fear that draws us near to God. It's a posture of awe before Him, reverence, humility, and the joyful submission before the God who is holy, sovereign, and merciful. So let's walk through this slowly and carefully this morning for the next couple of minutes, grounding everything within the scriptures and then discovering why the fear of Yahweh is absolutely essential for practical Christian living today. Firstly, let's look at the fear of Yahweh and the biblical foundation of this. We begin where biblical wisdom begins, and that's Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Ignorant fools despise wisdom and discipline." And notice that Solomon does not say that the fear of the Lord is part of knowledge or merely helpful to knowledge. It is the beginning, the starting point, the foundation upon which every other part of life is built. Without the fear of Yahweh, we are left to human speculation, worldly values, and self-confidence. With it, we see reality as it truly is. Why is the fear of Yahweh the beginning of wisdom? Well, because we cannot live rightly until we see God rightly. We must see God rightly and behave rightly before Him. If God is merely an idea or some distant force, then sin seems small and obedience seems optional. But when we see Him as He reveals Himself within the Scriptures, holy, Isaiah 6 verse 3, eternal, Psalm 90 verse 2, sovereign, Psalm 115 verse 3, just, Deuteronomy 32 verse 4, merciful, Exodus 34 verse 6 to 7, then the only fitting response to this great God who has revealed Himself within the Scriptures is reverence, humility, submission. And that posture is what the Bible calls the fear of Yahweh. Let's look at the fear of Yahweh, this command and duty of every single person. And let's move to the next, to the closing words of the book of Ecclesiastes, words that summarize the entire message of one of Scripture's most powerful books, and that's Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 to 14. It declares, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, because this is the whole end of the matter for all mankind. For God will bring every work to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." And here Solomon gives the ultimate conclusion of life. After examining wisdom, wealth, pleasure, toil, and every single human pursuit underneath the sun, he lands at this decisive truth. Everything in life comes down to two things. And if you miss everything of what I say to you during this Let's Talk, don't miss this. All of life comes down to two things. Fear God and obey Him. That's as simple as it is. He also tells us why. Because God will judge every single deed, even the hidden ones. The judgment of God reveal both His holiness and His justice. And both realities call us to live in reverent fear. And this is not terror for believers, because judgment for our sin has already fallen on Christ. Isaiah 53 verse 5 to 6 and Romans 8 verse 1. Remember that wonderful Romans 8 verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Judgment for our sin has already fallen on Christ. But rather, it is the fear of a child who loves his father deeply and desires to honor him, knowing that nothing is hidden from His sight. Listen to Hebrews 4 verse 12 to 13. "For the Word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight." But all things are uncovered and laid bare to the eyes of Him to whom we have an account to give. Dear ones, we have an account to give before this God. So the fear of Yahweh is not only the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 1:7, it is also the summary of human duty, Ecclesiastes 12:13. In other words, the fear of the Lord is not optional. It is the very essence of the Christian life. This is the way that we live this Christian life. Well, what kind of fear is this fear of Yahweh? Let's begin as we, now before we actually move a bit more forward in this, we must answer a key question. What exactly does this fear look like? And Scripture uses this concept in a few complementary ways. Firstly, it is reverence for God's holiness. Isaiah 66 verse 2 says, "But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word." Notice the phrase, "trembles at my word." This is not the trembling of horror, but it is the trembling of awe, the sense of standing before the one who speaks worlds into existence. The one who fears Yahweh is the one who treats his word with seriousness, with submission, and with trust. There's so many in our day that treat God's word with flippancy and with just a casual blaseness. No, the one who fears Yahweh is the one who treats his word with seriousness, submission, and trust. Secondly, it is amazement at God's majesty. Psalm 33 verse 8 says, "Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him." And this is wonderful, worshipful fear. It is admiration that is mixed with humility. It is the feeling that Moses had at the burning bush when he hid his face in Exodus 3 verse 6. It's the wonder that is expressed by David when he said, "What is man that you remember him?" Psalm 8 verse 4. It's the fear that also hates evil. That's another way that we know what this fear is. Proverbs 8 verse 13 says, "The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate." If you want to know whether you fear the Lord, if you fear Yahweh, ask these questions. Do I hate sin? Do I resist it? Do I mourn it when it appears in my own heart? Ask yourself that. Do I hate it? Do I resist it? And do I mourn it when it appears in my own heart? Then you'll be aware of whether you fear Yahweh or not, because the fear of Yahweh produces purity in His people. There's no such thing as somebody that fears Yahweh but is somebody practicing sin and openly pursuing sin. That just cannot be. You don't actually fear Yahweh then. The next thing about the fear of Yahweh is that it is fear mixed with trust, because Psalm 115 says, 115 verse 11, "You who fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield." So notice that the Scripture holds these together. We fear Him and we trust Him. So reverence doesn't cancel the intimacy with God. It actually deepens that intimacy. You can't really have a proper trust of Yahweh if you don't have a proper fear of Yahweh. So if you are feeling far or distant from Yahweh, then fear Him rightly so that you might trust Him rightly. And then we see, I want us to turn our attention and talk a little bit about the blessings of fearing Yahweh, because the Scripture overwhelmingly teaches that the fear of Yahweh is not a burden, it is a blessing. Consider just a few examples. Firstly, it leads to wisdom. We see that in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Secondly, it leads to life. Proverbs 19:23 says, "The fear of Yahweh leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. There is peace, deep, soul-resting peace for those who fear Him." Thirdly, it gives confidence for the future. Proverbs 14:26 says, "In the fear of Yahweh there is strong confidence, and His children will have refuge." Fourthly, it brings God's friendship. That is just marvelous about the fear of Yahweh. Psalm 25 verse 14 says, "The secret counsel of Yahweh is for those who fear Him, and He will make them know His covenant." So, those who fear Yahweh enjoy a closeness with Him that the world just simply cannot understand. Fifthly, it anchors obedience. Deuteronomy 10 verse 12 to 13, calls Israel to fear Yahweh your God, to walk in all of his ways and love him, and to serve Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And notice the connection. Fear leads to obedience. Obedience reflects love. You cannot say you love Jesus if you do not obey him, Jesus said even in the New Testament. The next thing I want us to think about is, what does this look like practically for us today? You might be listening to me and say, but Rocky, so what? Now let's turn to how this shapes our daily Christian living. If the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the duty of every believer is the fear of Yahweh, then how do we cultivate it? Firstly, we cultivate the fear of God by seeing him as he really is. Regular, thoughtful reading of the scripture fills our minds with the truth of God's character, his holiness, his justice, his compassion, his power. So the more clearly that we see God, the more deeply we will fear him. Secondly, we cultivate it by worship. True worship is not entertainment or emotionalism. It is responding to God's revealed glory with awe and humility. Singing truth, praying truth, and hearing truth preached, all these shape our hearts to fear his name. Thirdly, we cultivate it through repentance. Repentance is not only turning from sin, it is turning to God with reverence, acknowledging his right to rule over our lives. The fear of Yahweh softens our hearts and then keeps us humble before him. The fourth way that we cultivate it is by obeying, even when obedience is costly. Every single step of obedience reinforces the fear of God, the fear of Yahweh in our hearts. We choose his approval over the world's approval. We choose his commands over our comfort. We choose his glory over our convenience. And the last way that we cultivate this is by remembering the judgments of God. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 14, which we looked at earlier, reminds us that every single deed will be brought into judgment. For believers, this is not a fear of condemnation, but it is a fear of accountability, or rather I should say, answerability before God, living with a sobering reality that our lives are lived before a holy God. We are before the eyes of God, coram Deo, as I've touched on before as well in one of our Let's Talks. The fear of the Lord is something magnificent, and I want us to think then lastly about this in the New Testament, because some Christians mistakenly believe that the fear of Yahweh is just an Old Testament concept, but the New Testament affirms it just as strongly. Our Lord Jesus taught his disciples to fear the one who can destroy both the body and the soul in hell in Matthew 10:28. The early church walked in the fear of the Lord, Acts 9 verse 31. Paul urged believers to cleanse themselves in holiness in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Paul commended and commanded us to conduct ourselves in fear during our earthly lives, 1 Peter 1 verse 17. And the church in Revelation worships with trembling awe before the Lamb in Revelation 4 and Revelation chapter 5. So the fear of Yahweh is not replaced in the New Testament, it is actually fulfilled, deepened, and clarified in Christ. And the greatest example of the fear of Yahweh is our Lord Jesus himself. Isaiah 11 verse 2 prophesies of the Messiah, and he will delight in the fear of Yahweh. Think about that. The perfect Son of God, who never ever sinned, delighted in the fear of Yahweh. Jesus lived every single moment of his earthly ministry in perfect reverence, perfect obedience, perfect trust, and perfect awe before his Father. And we, as his followers, indwelt by his Holy Spirit, are being transformed into that same posture, that right delighting in the fear of Yahweh. So walk in awe today. As we close today's Fantastic Friday, let me bring this together with a simple summary. The fear of the Lord is the joyful, humble, reverent response of a heart that truly sees God. It is not dread, it is not distance, it is not terror. It is awe at his holiness, it is trembling before his word, it is hatred of sin, it is love that obeys, it is trust that rests, it is worship that bows down, it is wisdom that walks carefully. If you want to grow in practical Christian living, whether in purity, wisdom, relationships, speech, finance, ministry, or perseverance, then it starts here. Fear Yahweh. Fear the Lord. Amen.